Meased up from the knees up. Meased up from the knees up. Meased up from the knees up.
And you're
meased up.
Coming to you live from Studio A in Devil's Pocket, Philadelphia. Meased up from the knees up with Andrew and Tom.
Oh, dang, I think I already started recording. I'm going to stop.
No, keep going.
Keep going?
Yeah, dang, is this thing on?
Oh, wow.
This is Meased Up from the Knees Up with Tom, Drew, and Nam.
Yes.
Tom Drew.
Right.
Tom, Drew, and Nam.
I think it's Alligator Steve time.
You have a wedding ring on now.
I do, yeah. I'm married.
To a woman.
Yes, she's a woman. She's pretty cool.
She's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
I've met her before.
Yeah.
She's a nice woman.
She's a nice woman, right? She's pretty all right.
She's all right in my book.
Oh, nice.
I like your ring.
Love that. Thanks. I went with black.
You went with black because you're fucking hardcore.
Because of my cold, dead black heart.
Black heart.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Black heart on.
So this is test. We're testing. We're testing our podcast.
We are testing. Yeah, we're trying to go. We're trying to go sleek. We got some new equipment.
Some brand new equipment here in the studio.
Brand new equipment here in Studio A.
We cashed out.
Yeah.
We cashed out, and now we have all this brand new equipment that's very expensive.
It's very
fancy. This is really, I feel like we don't deserve a studio.
I feel like that too. I kind of feel, I mean, we're going to have to really get a lot of listeners to pay for all this. So we're probably in deep shit.
You
right
put
now.
It on the company card though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
The plan is to just file bankruptcy.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all an illusion. It's all a game. Yeah.
Cool. Just like those cars.
Yeah.
It's fine. And we might get arrested, but I mean, there's nothing. I mean,
you'll never catch me alive, copper.
Right.
You'll never take me alive.
Never. You'll never take me alive.
I'm armed to the teeth.
Right. Exactly.
Not really. Like, literally. Not really, coppers. I can't defend myself. Please don't shoot.
Well, I mean, I thought we were gonna keep with the lie there, but I guess
no. I don't want to. We're definitely in not case. Hurt. I feel like the feds are probably listening.
Dang, you think so?
Like, we just
somebody's
raised,
listening.
We just raised so many red flags. Like the feds are listening, and I don't want to.
Maybe
that's take
how,
it too far.
Maybe that's how we make it take off. We raise some red flags.
We raise some red, and then
I
we
don't
get,
know. You know the what they say? No the, risk, no chicken dinner.
And then the coppers fucking open fire, and then what?
Oh man,
you know how the boys in blue are.
Let me go down in a blaze of glory.
That does sound kind of nice.
Yeah, dude.
I would go down in a blaze
cool
of glory.
Cool would that be? And then our podcast would really take off.
Especially if Bon Jovi was there.
Yeah, I mean,
he's probably going to be there.
He's definitely
like,
going to be there.
I feel like if Bon Jovi witnessed my death, that's cool.
That's pretty much all you need.
That's my whole life complete.
We were actually just at work talking about Bon Jovi today.
Bon Jovi?
Yeah, we were talking about that song. So we were talking about the movie Tombstone, and we were rattling off Tombstone lines. Because that movie will give you lines for fucking years.
I don't remember any words that they say.
What?
I just remember, I'll make you famous.
Okay.
I know that one.
There you go.
I know that one.
No, that's actually... No,
it's Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
It's Billy the Kid.
Yeah, and that's not Tombstone. That's
Tombstone.
Young Guns.
Young Guns.
Yeah,
oh, fuck.
So no, we were talking about Tombstone, and then it ended up... We ended up talking about Young Guns.
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden Scott starts singing the Bon Jovi song. And he's like, oh, fuck, I'm not going to get that out of my head for the next, like, few days. I'm like, you're not. And, yeah, so he's probably singing it as we speak.
You know, I label the anchovies John Bon Jovi's.
Yes.
That's my favorite. I like to label things silly stuff. Like, I do hardcore albacore.
Nice.
That's a good one. I do snossage.
Ooh, yeah.
For sausage.
Yep. Snossage. Love it.
What else do I like? I like the fun labels.
I labeled the yeast beast today.
That's a good one.
It's not really a good
yeasty
one.
Yeasty Boys.
But it's still
yeasty
fun.
Boys is a classic.
Ooh, Yeasty Boys.
Use Yeasty
Dang.
Boys next time.
So what I've been doing is I've been labeling things and just leaving the last letter. I've been doing it all the way and leaving just the last letter off. Just to see, just to wait until somebody like says like, why does this say this? And nobody's caught on.
See, sometimes I'll do like,
because like, what's the point of abbreviating if you're only gonna leave like one letter off?
Yeah, yeah. Just do a period instead. Sometimes I'll label things different thing like the fennel cream. Like a recipe yields 3 pints. So I'll label it fennel cream C-R-E-A-M. Then the next one I'll label it fennel cream C-R-E-M-E. And the next one I'll do fennel C-R-E-E-M.
Nice.
I'll do each one a little different.
That's a fun dude.
It's like a little Easter egg for people to find.
No, I love that.
That makes you happy inside.
I do that sometimes just because the way my brain works. I'll write a word one way and then, because I'll be writing like 3 labels at the same time.
Yeah.
And then the next one, I'll be like, oh, I wish I would have written that this way. And so then I'll write it the other way. And then the next one will be like, oh, I could have abbreviated it more. And so I'll do it just kind of on accident because I got a firefly brain. That's kind of how it works. So.
It's facts.
Yeah, no, it is.
I also like, facts. I labeled the bolognese. I'll label like, 1 week I'll label it bolo. And the next week I'll label it YOLO. The next week it'll be Cholo. Yes. I've done it. Oh, I can't remember the other ones. There's like 6 of them that I've had on rotation.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I like the Cholo. The Cholo tastes the best.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it's spicy. Mamma Mia. Yeah. Hey, that's a 5 minute. We already did five minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh my God, we're right back on the horse.
Let's listen to.
And we can't stop it now, then I'll have to do editing later.
No, we have to do Alligator Steve and shit.
Yeah, but Alligator Steve's, we can do that.
No, this is, we'll put this in as a bonus.
I don't know.
We have to sing the song and everything.
No, you're right. Well, we have the song already. Yeah. We want to do a different one for this season 4?
We have to.
It is season 4.
Hey, listeners, we're going to record a brand new song for season 4.
Ooh.
And Alligator Steve,
season
special guest.
Season 4, B-whores.
Season 4 at your door.
Yeah, season 4, ask for more, you damn dirty apes.
Season 4, something that rhymes with 4.
No, there's a ton of them. No, we're not applying ourselves. Season 4, all the lore.
Season 4, check the score.
Season 4, give me more.
Season 4, folklore. Season 4 is so hardcore.
Oh,
season 4 from the days of yore.
Oh my God, you're
season 4, your mom's a whore.
Season 4, 4 on the floor.
Season 4, go to the store.
Season 4, 4. The golf joke goes bad. Yeah, get it.
Season 4. Me's up from the knees up.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Why is it still going?
You broke it, dude.
We're still recording.
It's recording on the same John?
Wait a minute. Should we record what we're recording? What's going on right now? Oh, no. Wait.
Did you just record over what we're recording?
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
I think we just recorded us listening to the recording.
What? You recorded us listening?
All right. So, season 4.
Hey, it's Me Stuff from the Knees Up with Andrew and Tom.
Hey! Season 4. It so is.
Out the door.
Season 4. Give me some more.
A long time coming. It's been over a year.
It's been a long time, yes. We've taken some time off. Not time off from stuff, but time off from the recording the podcast. We should be ashamed of ourselves. I will admit that. I should be ashamed of myself because I'm going to be totally honest. I've been the one that's been most of the time like I can't do it. And
tell me more.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you more because you already know. So I just want our listener to also know like it's been my fault that we haven't had some episodes, and I do apologize for that.
You're a real piece of shit.
I am. Yeah, no, you're not wrong. Yeah. I'm a fucking piece of shit. I'm like a really, really, really bad person.
You're the worst person. You're worse than like...
I'm pretty close.
Yeah, you're...
To whoever you're going to say, I know I'm pretty close.
You're one of the top 10 worst people ever.
Yeah, definitely. Like it's just
you're
like...
You're out there.
Yeah, no, I am.
I'm not going to name names.
So right, you know, no, you don't... No.
Everyone knows who the top 10 people are.
Right.
And like, make room for Andrew Douglas.
Right. Well, the thing is, like, not that many people know me.
Yeah.
So... Not a lot of people know that I am one of the worst people in the world.
I know.
Right, yeah. Only the people like that know me really know, and that's not very many people.
It's really that
bad. So, yeah, it's like you, my wife, my family, You know, my kids, like, they're like, yeah, that guy's the fucking worst. That guy's the
fucking hit.
Yeah, he really is. Like, dang.
Knees Up from the Knees Up with Andrew and Tom. It's a podcast about cooking food.
Yeah.
It's just a couple of friends who talk about cooking food.
We do. We
just
talk about...
a couple
about...
of professional chefs cooking food.
Right.
So when was our last podcast? When's the last time you sat down and recorded a podcast?
It's been a while.
For our listeners.
It's been a long, long time.
It's been over a year.
Season 3. When the hell was that?
Season 3, 1996.
Yep.
It's been since 96.
96. Going strong since 96 with a very long break.
In all honesty, not much has happened between now
really,
and 1996.
Right. We kind of got a break. Like, nothing is, like, everything's the same.
It's been a slow news
especially,
cycle.
Right, yeah.
For the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
20.
Music's still exactly the same.
Yeah, it's all.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Jarlin.
Yeah, nothing's different. Nothing, really. So, yeah, we...
So, I don't really
so
have,
what was
I
there anything
that,
to
I
say
that
at
that
much, time?
I don't
yeah.
have that much to talk about, truth be told.
Not really. I mean, you got a new job.
I did.
You did get a new job. We both got new jobs.
We got jobs. We got Steve Jobs.
We got Steve Jobs, yeah.
Want to hear a joke?
I do want to hear a joke.
What do they call Steve Jobs in Mexico?
Steve Jobs.
Esteban Trabajos.
Yes. That's probably exactly
what
they
call I feel
like
we should just end the podcast right now.
I don't think
it's like a high point.
Yeah, we fucking peaked.
Yeah.
So, like, just go out on top.
Yeah, why stop?
Might as well go out on top.
Why fucking even, why even go on?
And then, like, we don't even have to make new episodes. Like, we nailed it. Like, this will be replayed over and over again through the, like, forever. Like, oh, comedy.
Send me my checks.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just live on royalties.
In the mail,
No, we have to do that, though. Seriously, we've been talking about this for a while. So you see those guys, like, just sit on, like, the sidewalk, like, in South Philly, and they don't do anything. They just sit there, and you see them every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
The sidewalk guys.
You see them every day, and you're like, how do I get that job?
Yeah.
And then it dawned on me. I was like, one of those guys is on disability. Maybe both of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you got to do. So we got to find a way for... one or both of us to get on disability, and then we'll be able to be those guys that just sit there on random chairs in front of some whatever and just don't do anything.
Wow.
They got it made. That's all they do every day. I walk past them all the time, and I'm like, damn, it's those same two guys. Like, how do they do it?
Disability.
It's got to be disability. So one of us has got to get hurt somehow or something. And, yeah, we got to get a disability.
All you really have to say is, ow, my back.
Damn it.
Well, my back.
My back actually hurts.
My neck and my back.
My neck and my back actually hurt. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Maybe that's all we got to do. We just got to complain about it. But I complain all the time. I think I'm just complaining to the wrong people.
Yeah. You just say, ow, my back, and it's really bad.
Ugh. And I don't think I can work anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're...
fuck.
Easy street.
Dang. All right.
That's all you got to do.
How many more years do you want to work before we do that?
I don't know, like, let's start tomorrow.
I was going to say zero. Like, my answer is zero.
Yeah, zero.
Because I want to be those guys sitting on crappy chairs.
Yeah, I feel like every second that we're not sitting on a crappy chair is a second wasted.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Because, like, seriously, when I walk by those guys, I'm just like, how do you do it?
Right?
Yeah. It's got to be disability. Because they look like, you know, they're old. They're like... they're not that old, though. They're not that old, but they're old enough. Like, they're not, like, old enough that you know they can't work. They can get a, you know, if they didn't have something giving them money, they would have to have a job. Because they could get a job, you know, bagging groceries or something.
I was going to say bagging groceries.
Right. They're not so old that they can't, like, bag groceries, but, like, for some reason they've got some kind of ticket, and it's got to be disability. So, I don't know. We got to... so, I don't know. I don't think we're old enough yet, though. I don't think anybody would buy it. Like, if me and you were sitting on the fucking... they would think, like, we're... what would they think? Like, that we're, like, rich or mafia.
They would think we're lazy.
And like, yeah, you're right.
Those guys are lazy.
Like, man, look, those guys are
look
fucking
at those
lazy.
Lazy guys.
Yeah. Because I don't think that when I see those other guys. Yeah. I just think, like, oh, disability.
Like, those lazy guys must have issues with their necks and their backs.
Right, because I do think lazy. Because I definitely think that first. Because I'm the guy that's at work, right?
Yeah.
And I see him, and I'm like, lazy fucks. How did they do that? I'm going to do that.
Let's do that. But the thing is, you don't get the sweet unemployment anymore. It turns out, the whole damn pandemic is over.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, I feel like we didn't record anything in the whole pandemic. Well, we did a couple episodes.
A couple, yeah.
But like the pandemic has come and went, ish. Everyone is vaccinated. Everyone.
Not so though. I guess there's a new report that not as many people as they thought were vaccinated in this area are vaccinated. Yeah,
there's a lot of people who are against
it. It's more like 60%. Yeah. They thought it was like 90%, which I don't know where they got that fucking number.
I mean, let's not get too into the politics of that.
No, we're not gonna do that. That's just a
slippery slope.
That's just done. We're not here to judge people.
Overish. Yeah, like people have their reasons. I am vaccinated personally. You know, and I think that's a move. But
right.
Let's not get into that.
Well, let's not.
Yeah.
How do we get to that? We're talking about getting on disability.
No, I'm saying a lot has happened in the last year. Like the last time we recorded ourselves, we were amidst the pandemic.
Truzies.
We were balls deep.
We were
balls deep in a global pandemic.
There was episodes that we couldn't even see each other.
We weren't allowed to see
each other. We were doing it on the phone.
We did episodes on the phone.
We did, yeah.
That was stupid, and I hated it.
I didn't like it either. We pulled it off, but it wasn't great.
It wasn't the best episode ever.
They were bad, though, actually.
They're all pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all kind of shit, but...
Yeah, you're right. This is kind of the
worst. Okay. So a global pandemic...
It's like the worst show ever.
This is the worst show we've ever recorded.
No, it's not, though. No, it's really not. No, but we did the Mossy episode over the phone. That one was pretty good.
We were both over the phone. You were over the phone. I was over
All
the phone.
Of us were, yeah.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did it up there in the office.
How wasted was that?
I have no idea.
Was that making any sense?
I don't know.
Did it make any sense?
I don't know, because I was probably wasted.
I forget.
I don't remember either, but it was pretty decent.
Chris Mossy, if you're listening, hi.
Hey, Moss.
Hi.
Yeah, he's not listening.
Yeah, tell your people to scale my fish better.
Yes, please. Yes, please, right? Yeah. Oh, my God.
They don't scale their fish enough.
They don't.
They don't. There's always fucking tons of scales on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I say, there's always scales on it.
You know who does it?
Who does it?
The salespeople.
The salespeople scale my fish?
Yep.
The salespeople are actually the people that scale my fish?
Yeah.
So
they're the ones that do the scaling.
So every time I complain about making sure my fish are scaled, they're like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, they are, because they're the ones that scale they're like at least the Bronzino for sure. But yeah, no, the salespeople scale. Yep.
Yeah. How about that? All right.
Don't ask how I know that. I almost
just dropped the person's name because the person answers that confirms my emails every night when I place my fish order.
Oh, mine's different sometimes. What's yours?
I don't want to say.
Okay, don't say.
On the air.
Don't say it on the air. Oh, yeah, no, I've gotten that one. Yeah.
Most of the time it's that one.
It's honestly, it's probably Mossy who's not scaling our fish.
Mossy, scale your fish better, especially along the belly.
Seriously.
Like, I'm going to cut the belly off, but fucking scale it because scales get in my shit. I don't want your scales all over my cutting board.
Right.
And all over the place.
The belly and the fins. They miss the fins and the head area, too. I get it. Those aren't easy areas to get, but it's like, you know, it's kind of a big deal, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. What were we talking about? About fish?
We weren't. We were talking about
global pandemic.
Oh, yeah, we got new jobs. We both have new jobs now. That's pretty exciting. Yeah. So, yeah, before we were both working at the same place and having a blast and, like, you know, middle management, you know, kind of jobs, you know, and doing stuff and having a lot of fun. And now we're not doing that anymore.
Now we're upper middle management.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, now we're right. Yeah. Now we're upper middle management. Yeah,
we're upper middle class.
Right. Right.
We've increased in class.
Yes, a little bit. Yes.
Yeah.
Not like class as in like living and like us being classy people, because we're still not classy. But like as far as like our jobs, we've kind of done that.
Yeah. I feel like the only thing that's changed is I'm making enough money to pay all my bills.
Yeah.
And not worry about it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, kind of the same way. Everything
that I need.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm saving very little.
Yeah. No, I'm still not saving anything. But like, no, I'm quite comfortable. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't worry about things. Like, it's, I mean, I still live paycheck to paycheck, but I mean, you pay child support, that's what it's like. You know what I mean? Like, it's just how it works.
I can afford shampoo this week.
Yeah, exactly. No matter, I don't worry about paying for anything. No matter what,
I can afford shampoo
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is a thing that wasn't
exactly. Nothing. Yeah. No, for a while there we were worried about paying for stuff that are necessities. Now we worry about paying for stuff that aren't necessities. And that's a different class of person.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we've got the necessities covered.
Yeah, I can afford all the powdered wigs and the frilly blouses.
Yes, exactly. I wear all the Merkins I want.
Yeah, I wear frilly blouses everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Definitely.
Fine linens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dressed in fine linens, powdered wigs, and frilly blouses. Ooh. Around the clock.
Oh, tell me more.
Yeah, I have a nightcap.
Oh, right there.
That I sleep in.
Oh, yes.
And
That's doing it. That's fucking doing it.
And I have an oyster fork.
Oh, man.
I eat with an oyster fork.
So hot.
I've been watching the show about
that. Oh, so hot. But yeah, that's where we're at now. So we're...
The global pandemic. You know what the global pandemic made me realize? My own fucking self-worth.
Yes.
You know, and I am very happy about what it has done for the restaurant industry and paying people what they're worth.
Well, it's helped those of us that still want to do it.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is like, nobody else, fuck this. Yeah.
Nobody else wants to do it.
From the top down, like people have been like bounced. So, oh man, that kind of makes me feel bad. Like, would we not have gotten these jobs if everybody else hadn't like fucking peaced out?
In the next year or two, that's gonna level out.
Who cares?
There's gonna be a new school of young kids who want to work.
I doubt it.
And people, there will be.
You're putting a lot on the next generation. They don't want to do anything.
There will be. There will always be people who.
I don't think so.
No, there will always.
Like, what age people are we talking about here?
Like early 20s people.
No way, man.
There will be people who find the fire to fucking do what we do. And they'll have their reasons for doing it.
Okay, they might, but they're not going to have the cloth that we're cut from. And how we came up and how we did this, that's gone.
It's totally gone. Like that.
It's
that,
definitely gone. So they're not going to have totally that we have. So it's going to be different. And they're not going to be the same. Like, we're talking about a different generation. Yeah. And they're going to be like, oh, and they're going to have all this, like, chef stuff and all this blah, blah. And they're going to have these, like, they're just going to be like all of them. They're going to have these chef aspirations, like, way early. And it's going to be like, you're not fucking there yet. And there haven't been enough mean people to tell them you're not fucking there yet and, like, squash them down. And so we're going to have a lot of problems.
No, the thing is
we're going to have a bunch of Paolos.
The management style, you can't squash people down anymore. You have to work with everybody and manage people.
I'm not talking about squashing people down, but I'm just talking about, like...
You have to change... We can't be hard asses. Like, it's not a hard ass thing anymore.
You're right. We've been talking about this.
You have to manage with love.
You know that I do that. You know that that's my style anyway. I'm just saying, like, it's going to be harder because that's not that we're, it's going to be harder.
Like, the whole hard ass thing, it's a culture of impatience. And
I'm not talking about the hard ass thing. I'm talking about the people that, like, you don't have to be a hard ass because they're like, they know that they have to come to work every day and do what they're supposed to do and not expect anything out of it and understand that they're kind of a low man on the totem pole for a while before they get something else.
Yes, they do have to understand that they're cocking the machine.
Right, but that's the thing. Like, the younger ones, they don't – that's kind of a lost thing now.
I think you've got a negative outlook on the situation.
That's just fine. I have no problem with that. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm just being realistic here. Yeah.
I am more hopeful.
I'm not.
I'm not.
I'm not like, oh man, there's gonna be a whole flock of 20-year-olds that are gonna want to run into kitchens and do fucking hard ass fucking work and just do it, and not expect like a whole lot of pay and a whole lot of gratitude for doing it. And they're going to be totally cool. The fact that we're all like, thank you. Just keep doing your job.
What I'm trying to say.
I don't think that's going to happen.
The younger generation is being compensated more for their hard work. Like, I started a person that's very green at $16 an hour because I feel like they have the drive to learn and care and do what they need to do. And the thing is, like, $16 an hour?
Right.
Fucking 3 years ago?
No,
For a green cook?
Oh, that's nuts. That's
fucking insane.
No, I did the same thing.
That's fucking insane.
I've just had probably a greener person that left last week because
wanted more, and we were like, no, for what you do, like, you're 16? Like, you're doing good. Like, no, yeah. Like, we can talk about it in a little bit, but not right now. Yeah. And gone.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
But, like, $16 an hour for, like, an entry-level, like, person, like, a Garmo person who doesn't know shit?
It was a Garmo person that didn't know shit.
Yeah. I mean, if they want to learn and they're willing to take, you know, some kind of, you know, they can take the, what's the fucking word? I'm doing that thing that I do when my mind.
Anal.
When they do anal.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wait, that wrong industry. Totally wrong industry.
And they can take corrections and, you know, some kind of guidance without getting all fucking freaked the fuck out and, like, offended about it with, like, this prima donna attitude that a lot of cooks have.
Right, but if there's no experience, they're still not worth more than the amount of money we're talking about.
No, they're worth, in all honesty, they're worth $13 an hour.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean,
but we'll start them at 16 and, you know, give them the motivation to learn. You know, and I think that's a good culture because I feel like $16 is a living wage, you know, for what I am going to ask you to do in time. You know, and we'll build up to that. But it's like a process. It's a process that requires patience.
Yeah, but I was just gonna say the patience is the thing. Like nobody wants to do that because we're like, you know, and I can kind of understand because it's not a patient society anymore because everything's at your fingertips all the time, and so patience is more of a virtue than it's ever been like in our history because there's no such thing as patience anymore because you get everything that you want. All the stimulation and information you want instantly, you don't have to wait for it. And so that just automatically, especially when you've grown up with that and you've had that your whole life, then you're going to feel like that's supposed to be the way it's supposed to go for everything. And so you're not supposed to think like, oh man, I gotta do this job and I gotta do this thing that's hard. It's really fucking hard. And I gotta work really hard at it for like, maybe 10 years before anybody really, really rewards me for it. And it could even be called a career. Like nobody wants to do that anymore. You know what I mean? Like who wants to do that? Like nobody, because it's, you know, it's just been a society of instant gratification and instant information and instant everything for so long. Like nobody wants to do that. It's hard.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
No, I know.
I want to do that, but I'm fucking old. And
we
old
just school. Talked about how we want to not have to work anymore and how we can get on disability so we can just sit there. So we're part of the problem.
I know.
Like, we should be, we're old, but we should be being like, oh man, I can't wait to go fucking work my ass off tomorrow and fucking, you know, work really hard and not get paid as much.
That's the thing is I want to.
So we're just as bad.
I am still hopeful.
But we're the old ones. So we get to complain about the young ones because we're the old ones now.
See, I joke about that, but at the same time, I'm going to go in tomorrow and fucking bust my ass.
Right, exactly. That's the difference.
And I'm going to push. And yeah. I'm going to set the tempo for the rest of my squad.
Right, exactly.
And set what my expectations are.
Yeah.
You know, all day. And, like, you know, if you're not working as hard as me and you're not, you know, fucking taking everything to account in the same way that I am, like, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, exactly. That's you the know? Same with me. Like, we say this, but, like, yeah, I'm going to do the exact same thing tomorrow.
Like, I don't really want to do it. Like,
I don't want to do it either.
I would love to be on the beach sipping a fucking frosty mug of.
Trust me, I also don't want to be doing this.
Did I just
but
say frosty mug of pina colada?
I think you did. I'm not really sure. I don't know how that means anything. But like, no, yeah, it's just, you know, we're from the generation and mindset that, yeah, nobody wants to fucking do it, but you just fucking do it.
Some people's kids in the pandemic.
Some people's
fucking kids. Pandemic kids.
But I will say, for the both of us, we definitely do make the best of it. Probably better than most.
It's still
better than anybody I've ever known.
It's like, getting better.
We still have a lot of fucking fun.
We do.
And we've done it. Well, you know, and I know we've done it together. And I know you're still having fun. I'm still having fun. We still have fun, but we still do a lot of shit. We still do a lot of hard work.
I had fun tonight. I prepped all morning fucking hard, and then we busted out 140 covers. You know?
Yeah.
With a four-man line. And I worked a...
That's good.
I worked a fucking 11-hour day, which is a short day for me. You know? And tomorrow I'm going to work probably a 12 or 13-hour day.
I only did 10 today. Damn.
And that's a fucking... That's a great day. That's a great short day.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's, yeah. You're right. I only did 10 today. That's not bad.
But fuck the kids.
Fuck the kids, man.
I wish I could find... Hey, if we have any at-home listeners that can line cook, hit me up on the Misa from the...
Oh, did you text... You didn't get a hold of Salvador?
Salvador never texted me
back. He's probably already found something else. He seemed pretty motivated and good. So, yeah, by the time I told you about him, I was like... He's probably already gone.
He's already gone.
Yeah, he's already scooped up by somebody. So, but save that number because it's only a matter of time before somebody pisses him off and he's fucking out looking for something else.
Then it'll be my turn to piss him off.
Yes, and then you'll piss him off. Yes, boss. Yes, boss.
Let's reel it in. What are we talking
about? We gonna reel it in? I mean, I don't know. We talked about the industry a little bit. We're talking about a little bit of pandemic and stuff and... What's going on with that? We started off talking about how we're both in new positions at new jobs. And honestly, like, and I feel like we're both, like, we're both for different reasons in way better spots right now. Like, you are pretty much right in your wheelhouse. And it's, you're fucking nailing it. You're doing a really good fucking job. I can tell. I know firsthand. And it shows. And I'm super fucking proud of you. And, like, it really is. It's like, yeah, you're fucking... You are. You're fucking, like, honestly, like, I'm not... I don't... I'll never... I love you. I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you, you know. But you're fucking... You're doing a great fucking job right now. And it's awesome. And I love it. And I'm proud of it. And you're kind of... You're totally in your wheelhouse. And you're fucking... You're killing it. And I'm in a bit of a different situation, but kind of the same situation. I'm kind of in my wheelhouse right now, too. Like in my situation, like, like, I'm not in my wheelhouse, but, because, you know, I don't have a lot of experience in Greek, Lebanese, Turkish food, but, you know, it's made me, like, buy more books and do more research and do more learning, and I've really enjoyed that. And in the meantime, really all I have to do is make the place run, and that's about all I have to do. I don't really have to be that creative. Like, I do, I can. And, like, you know, we do stuff together, me and the owner. But, like, it's not, like, my job to come up with so many things. Because I've been in that position before, and that's fine. But that's really not my position right now.
Yeah.
Because the owner is the way that he is, and you know him. And that's how it is. Like, he's, you know, he wants to do this, he wants to do that.
He's a creative force.
He really is. And he's a great fucking chef. He's a great cook. I just got to make the fucking place run in the meantime so he doesn't have to fucking be there all day. And I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah.
And I fuck it. I do. I love it. I make the place run. I handle everything. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And then, you know, it's not like every day we don't talk about stuff and come up with stuff and do stuff, but it's like, my main job is just keeping everybody happy and making the place run. And that's honestly always been my favorite part of what I do.
Yeah.
It's been making the place work, making people happy at their jobs. And that's what I get to do every day. So we're both, like, honestly, I feel like in a really, really good spot. I'm pretty excited about both of us. It's like, I never thought that I would be this happy with us not working together, because I fucking hate us not working together, because it's my favorite thing, because we love each other so much. But we've both done really well for ourselves not being in the same kitchen together every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're fucking killing it, and I'm so fucking proud of you. Oh, and I'm, you know, sweet. Doing what I'm doing, and it works. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm loving it. So, yeah.
That's probably the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me. That's so nice. And I'm so happy that you guys were able to come in and eat the other night. And
oh, my God. I can't even tell you. That was fucking amazing. And I was able to cook
for you guys. And it's cool. And it's like... It was amazing. It's not like... Like, I love where I'm at right now, and it's been great being able to, like, develop my own menu.
Yes.
And you're so distracting me right now.
Sorry, you got a handshake, man.
You have a handshake. It's been great being able to, like, manage my own staff and train my own staff the way that I want, you know, them to make the food.
Yeah.
And develop my own menu the way that I want it to be.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
It's just been fucking really a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's been great. But it's been, at the same time, due to the pandemic, it's fucking stressful. Like I, as an executive chef, like, they're open to close, like, a lot of days. And it's like, I need people to take the heat off of me. Like, I'm working the line, too.
Yeah.
You know, 4 out of 5 shifts at this point, you know, like, I should be on expo making sure that everyone's doing things the way that I want them to be done.
Well, you gotta hire another you.
I need to hire, I mean, I have a great sous chef right now. Chef Rachel, if you're listening, hi.
Hi, Rachel.
But I shouldn't be on the line, you know, 4 days out of 5. I should be on expo at least, you know, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, during the busy fucking money services.
Right.
Like, I need people to take the heat off of me, and I need to, you know, not be worried about working a station.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm doing all of the prep that requires finesse and, you know, doing all the administrative stuff, you know, like the scheduling and, you know, hiring, that kind of stuff, like the staffing shit, the scheduling, you know, the inventory management and ordering kind of shit, you know, like I need someone who's able to back me up.
Yeah. You know? No, you definitely do.
I have a sous chef, but I need, you know, people on the line.
Yeah. No, you absolutely do.
And it's like, the thing is like when we were at Barbuza, we used to have so many phone numbers. Like before the pandemic, we had so many phone numbers of cooks and dishwashers and like all kinds, every back of house personnel that you could imagine.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just everyone that I know that's in, you know, a chef position is like dealing with the same shit.
Yep.
You know, it's like we're, you know, everyone's looking for help. Everyone needs hands, anybody.
Yep.
Somebody who can work fucking Garmo a couple of days a week.
Right.
You know, so that you can, you know, kind of make your schedule work.
Yeah.
So you can get 2 days off, you know, in a week. You know, that's been my struggle. You know, like everything's, like the menu's great. You know, I would like to be able to focus on training staff more, but I'm on the line. You know, I should be on expo being like, yo, you're doing this wrong. You're doing this right.
Yeah.
This is what I want to see.
No, that's really hard.
This is what I don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like training my staff that way.
No, that's almost impossible when you're on the line. Like,
yeah, because I'm in the weeds.
Yeah, like you're in the shits all the time.
We did 120 covers tonight.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm making pasta.
Yeah, that place is fucking busy all the time.
Anywhere else,
that place is fucking amazing. Yeah, no, seriously. Like, I don't know how you do it. Like, you gotta get something.
Yeah. So please come to the place that I work and cook food for me at home, listeners. That's how someone's gonna get hired. I don't know.
I mean, you gotta try to get there somehow.
I feel like we've hit a wall. Let's pause for a short commercial.
Yes,
break.
Let's do that.
Hey, this is Me Stuff from Knees Up. I'm Andrew.
Hey, I'm Tom.
We'll be right back.
To make it.
Hi, and welcome back to Me's Up from Knees Up.
Welcome back.
I'm Tam Drew.
Yeah, Tam Drew. I'm. What? Well, what does that make me?
I'm Tam Drew.
So, and you're
Omdi?
Omdi. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
I don't know. We're here. So that's
welcome to Me's Up from
Knees Up. Hey, welcome to Me's Up.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Andrew.
Welcome back from our commercial break. So what did we talk about tonight, Andrew?
Well, we talked about a lot of stuff. We did a little catching up. I'm married now, and we got different jobs. Those are exciting, and that's pretty much what's going on.
So we're cooking. Are we still cooking food? We're still cooking
not
food.
Now.
Not currently, but...
I stopped cooking food a long time ago.
At work.
At work, yes.
At
yeah,
work,
yeah.
We cook food.
Yeah, it's kind of what we do.
But
yeah.
not currently, we're just kind of sitting on our asses.
Right. We covered a lot of stuff. We talked about things and...
Stuff,
yeah.
There's a little... We talk about stuff a lot.
Yeah, stuff. So, I mean, stuff's always good.
Yeah.
There's always stuff.
Yeah, there's stuff to talk... There's stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Welcome to season 4, everybody.
Season 4, shut the door.
Yep. Season 4, your mom's a whore.
Season 4, words.
Season 4, 4 on the floor.
Season 4, I don't know.
Season 4.
Season, please stand by for a word from our sponsor. This is the worst episode ever.
You all different, just go.
Hey, Harry Schlitzman here, and I'm here to tell you about Harry Schlitzman's discount butt plugs and pornography. We've got every kind of butt plug you can imagine. All shapes and sizes, all textures and colors, all different materials. We've got steel wool, we've got stained glass, we've got copper, we've got steel. We've got aluminium, we've got aluminum, we've got cotton, we've got polyester, we've got butt plugs that are also made of fish scales. We're fucking crazy. Hey, Harry Schlitzman here, and I want to tell you all about our different kinds of pornography. Are you into scat? Do you like dad scat? Do you like bumblebee scat? Do you like any kind of fucking scat you can imagine? Are you into cosplay? Do you like BBW Uncle Cosplay? Are you into Grandpa Anger? Do you like Mall Kiosk Bukkake? Hey, it's Harry Schultzman here, and I just want to tell you we've got cordless dice and POV pornography in stock for you! Hey, are you into Stepmon Airfly BBW ASMR? Do you like beard stuff? Hair stuff? Ankle stuff? Wrist stuff? Are you into anal? Do you like combat mode and veteran stuff? Are you into Shavex Mayor sloppy hand jobs? How about Tuscan numb tit jobs? How about unemployed hand job HVAC hand jobs? It doesn't make sense. Are you into Steve Jobs? Are you into hot stepmoms with sleep apnea? How about ugly stepmoms with sleep apnea? How about left-handed motherfucking stepmoms? We've got stepmoms with two left feet. It's crazy. We've got quadriplegic stepmoms. They're in wheelchairs. We've got flashy grandpas. They're floppy as shit. We've got overcooked pasta plates. We've got dads with tan lines. We've got clean shaven historians. We've got smoking hot. I don't even know. Everything's smoking hot. I'm Harry Schlitzman, and I'm here to tell you about Harry Schlitzman's discount butt plugs and pornography. Walk, don't run. Everything's on sale. I'm in debt. I'm going to have to file for, what's the word?
Something.
What's the word I have to file for?
Bankruptcy.
I'm going to have to file for bankruptcy if you don't come down and buy our pornography and our butt plugs. I'm fucking desperate. I'll do anything. Harry Schlitzman here.